CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Coming up in the show, we are going to talk about a bloke who's been deemed a hero on social media. We're going to talk about that just before 7:30, and it's not what you may expect. We're also going to chat about a Halloween massacre display that has sparked police calls. Why? Because, well, I love Halloween, and I think it's pretty hectic. Like, that is serious commitment to Halloween decorations. So we'll talk about that as well before 7:30. And I have got the Northwest Pride Rocky Horror ticket giveaway. So I've got a double pass to the show happening tomorrow at 7:30 in the Burnie Metro Cinemas. It's an interactive screening, so we'll do that just before 7:30.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, we're getting spooky. There is a man in Texas named Stephen Novak. He has put up his Halloween decorations for this year, and he has been doing this for the past 7 years, and every year it gets a little bit more intense. It has called police's attention. Yes, the Halloween massacre display has sparked police calls. Neighbours seem to think it's terrifying. It is very realistic. I'm warning you, if you go to the Best of the Web page on our website at cfmtaz.com.au, the first graphic is blurred because it does look so realistic. But he just has a love for Halloween. And I mean, that is a very good Halloween display. There's, to be a little bit graphic, there's bodies, obviously dummies, laid out everywhere, and there's a lot of fake blood all over the house. He's even got, in one of the windows, a projector making it look like there's zombies stuck in the house. That is Halloween commitment. You can see all the photos and the videos at the Best of the Web page on our website at cfmtaz.com.au. But honestly, it is definitely spooky. I don't know if I could sleep being across from that house, but walking past it to celebrate Halloween definitely would be a vibe. A bloke has been deemed a hero after carrying 48 beers at once. I'm going to let that sink in just slightly. 48. How is that even possible? And this isn't cans or bottles. This is plastic cups at the football beer. 48. How do you think he carried them? How many beers have you carried when you go order around for you and your friends? Just think about it. How many you've carried? I think mine max is like 4, maybe 5. 48. That's why he hasn't been named a hero. That is why he has got like the takeaway cup trays, like you get your coffees in, and he's got what? What has he got here? 1, 2, 3, 4. He's got 6 of them stacked up, and there are a lot of beers on each level. Imagine dropping 48 beers all at once. Oh, the money, would be so wasteful. But he doesn't. He makes it the whole way there, and it's completely gone viral. All the footy fans on social media have definitely deemed him a hero. You can also check this story out on our Best of the Web section on the website at cfmtaz.com.au.
Hit music. Music.
Get that phone number out, 1-300-655-922. If you would like to win a double pass to the Northwest Pride Rocky Horror screening that's happening tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., then make sure you call me now. Again, that number is 1-300-655-922. It's a very interactive screening with singing, dancing. You even get a prop bag with your double pass, and it has instructions on how to use the contents. You may not want to go yourself, but you may want to gift it to maybe the kids, family member, something fun to do this Friday. We also have a code to get $5 off your ticket. Just enter Radio 5 when purchasing your tickets, or just win them. Call me now. Congratulations to Brittany. Brittany, you are going to see the Northwest Pride's Rocky Horror screening that's happening tomorrow night. It's time for this.
Trivia trial.
I'm going to ask you a trivia question. If you know the answer, give me a call on 1300 655 922. If you do indeed get it right, you will go in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Discover the beauty winter. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with the Jensen's wood heater. Today's trivia question is, well, it's to do with the Arias. So, I mean, if you need to Google, get your phone out, because Amy Shark is leading the nominations this year for the Arias. And I'm asking you, how many different categories has Amy Shark been nominated in? So how many? There's so many categories. All the information is also on Google. Amy Shark, how many times has she been nominated for different Arias this year? There's quite a few, and she's leading the nominations. If you know the answer, give me a call.
Kid Music.
I've got Jacob on the line from Burnie. Okay, Amy Shark, how many nominations does she have this year for the Aria Awards?
If Google's correct, 6.
Yeah! Congratulations, Jacob. You are in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. And good on you for using your resources.
No worries. Thank you. I didn't know it was loud.
Yeah. I mean YOLO. Who cares?
Today in history, thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
Okay, today in history, back in 1830, the Can-Can dance was performed in Paris for the very first time. The Ross Bridge was officially opened in Tasmania in 1836. It is the third oldest bridge still standing in Australia. Today in 1926, Harry Houdini asked a student to punch him in the stomach. It was this blow that led to his death 10 days later. The final Hobart tram took its last route today in 1960. Bob Dylan recorded his debut album, Bob Dylan, today in 1961. This was recorded in just one day. Pretty cool fun fact. In 2003, Delta Goodrum won a record 7 ARIA Awards, the most by any female performer on the night. And my favourite one for today in history, on this day, Back to the Future 2 featured Marty McFly, Doc Brown and Jennifer Parker arriving on this date in the year 2015. This date was carefully chosen for one simple reason. It was a day, theoretically, the Chicago Cubs could win the World Series. So today is officially Back to the Future Day.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It sure is. Happy Thursday. This just in from Adam himself. He's currently on leave. He's making sure that I do indeed have the Today Show on the TV in the studio because he can't stand any of the other TV shows in the morning, and he thinks that the Today Show have the best looking people. So now that I'm on this side of the desk, I actually do have to look towards the TV, so I kind of get what he's talking about now. I do kind of get it. Not only that, I did ask him for an update of what he's been doing on his holidays. He went to Queenstown and Strawn yesterday. Pretty cool. Good on your ads. And I'm a little bit worried about this next bit. Fierce. In capitals, he's written, fierce training for Burnie 10. Going to win it. I'm very nervous about this because we're participating in it together. And I have done one walk and he's fiercely training. He's going to leave me. He's going to leave me at the back of the pack. That's okay though. It doesn't matter. I am really nervous, but I hope he does win.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Okay, I am warning you. You may need to get the tissues ready. This could make you a little bit teary. We'll see how we go. We'll see how I go. I've also got my dog mum jumper on today just to really feel it. A young couple discovered their beloved dog had got cancer, and they were determined to make sure whatever time they had left would be as enjoyable as possible. Which is why Elijah and Mariana Wilson from Salt Lake County in the US sourced around for some fake snow to ensure their 11-year-old Maggie, their pup, was able to have one last play in the snow. After Maggie was diagnosed in July, Elijah and Mariana started a bucket list And pretty much they wanted to do absolutely everything that their Maggie loved so dearly, like taking Maggie camping, paddleboarding. I need to see a photo of that as well. That would have been so cute. And all sorts of activities out and about to really fulfill her last weeks. They also really wanted to let her have a last play in snow. But she wouldn't wait. Like, she won't be there for the next winter. So they're sitting there and they're like, well, how are we going to do this? They went to social media. They asked on social media for help. Who has a snow machine that we can have and borrow in the off season to create a backyard full of snow for our Maggie to play in? Because she used to love to frolic and sled on her back like a little toboggan. Someone suggested that they get in contact with a local skating rink. Luckily, the ice rink director, Tiffany King, said they could definitely help out. Staff members gathered ice shavings produced by the rink's resurfacer and delivered it to Elijah and Mariana's garden for Maggie to play in. Mariana said, to see people from all walks of life come together for our dog is absolutely amazing and incredible. There's images that show Maggie sitting on top of the mound of artificial snow while playing with her tennis ball, having the absolute best time. Shortly after, they said farewell to their adorable dog, Maggie. So this morning, give your adorable dog a massive cuddle, hold on tight, and if the day does come for you, what would be on your dog's bucket list? Why wait? Why not start that bucket list today? And that is today's very sad dog news. I know, my heart, I've got my dog jumper on. I'm probably going to tear up. Poor Maggie. But how beautiful that she got to play in the snow one last time. My heart. C-F-F. I have a special guest in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, Maybelle.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. You guys were listening to Dog News. I was getting a little bit emotional and I ran downstairs and you guys have just made my day with a Macca's coffee. You beautiful soul. Are you having a good day so far?
Yes.
What are you currently eating?
An egg and bacon muffin from Macca's.
Yummy. So we're going to kick it around here, have some fun. If you want to join us, feel free. Just pop by the station. Adam's gone, so we can pretty much do whatever we want.
Song, 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 snag.
Okay, we're playing song, snag. If you know the name and the artist of the snag song, give me a call on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you will go in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella. Windows on West Stella, for a breakfast you look forward to every day. Might I add, you also get a free bicky with your coffee, which is super exciting. Yeah, it makes my life. And you can also book online, which is also goals. Okay, today's snag song. If you know it, give me a call, 1300 655 922, just for those of you in the back. For your chance to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella, the number is 1300 655 922. If you know that song.
Song, 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 snag.
Hi, it's Eva.
Hey, Eva. Oh, my God. Hey, Eva. I've got Eva from Devonport on the line to play song, snag. Here's the snag song, Eva. Okay, what do you think the song is?
Is it Dreams by Joel and Pitch?
Thunder only happens when it's raining. Woohoo! Go, Eva. Congratulations, you're in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella.
Thank you.
Hit music.
CFM.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast with my co-host this morning, Maybelle. Good morning to you, Maybelle.
Good morning, DCS.
Yeah, she's giving a shout out to everyone at her school at DCS. Anyone else? Isn't there someone special you want to give?
Happy birthday, Mr. Smith.
There we go. Happy birthday, Mr. Smith.
Word sandwich.
More.
Okay, this is where I give you two words. Well, Thea does, actually. I lied. Thea gives you two words. If you know the word that goes in the middle of the sandwich, then give me a call on 1300 655 922. And if you get it right, you will go in the draw to win a savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can go in and taste the difference at McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. All right, Thea, what are the words today?
Your words for today are olive and change.
Olive and change. If you know the answer, give me a call, 1300 655 922. Olive and change.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Say you're having a good time out there.
On 107.7 CFM. Word sandwich.
I've got Zach from Spreeton on the line to play word sandwich. Thea, what are the words for today?
Your words for today are olive and change.
All right, Zach, what do you think the words are?
Would it be oil?
The word for my sandwich is oil. Olive oil. Oil change.
Olive oil, oil change. Congratulations, Zach, you're in the draw to win that savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge.
Awesome.
I am joined on the phone with Lynn Laycock, the Devonport Food and Wine Chair and Councillor. Good old Lynn Laycock. We absolutely love you, Lynn. Now, give us all the details. What's happening for the remainder of this week for the Devonport Food and Wine Festival?
Right. Well, okay. Look, unfortunately, to start with, on Saturday the 23rd, Brightside Alive have chosen to postpone their event because of bad weather on the horizon. So that's in the calendar on the 23rd. But the Cold Classic Climate will still happen on the 22nd. That's the meet, greet and eat at Proper Door Place because obviously we've got undercover there. So I'm not quite sure when that change of weather is going to come in. Now, let's see. Coming up, Full Night at West Cellar is sold out. But West Cellar are also having a Tasmanian pickled pantry in the wild. That simply means at outside, they are going to have some marquees, but they've got their own grapes happening now, and they're pickled onions. So that's going to be really good. That's actually happening on Thursday and Friday, so that is something special. And Ariel, people just need to get on to DevonportFoodandWine.com, and if they just hover over the events, it'll give them the address, the date and the cost and everything.
Lynn, is there an event in particular that you really want to mention or give us the details about?
One I want to mention, because I know people love cooking classes and cooking demonstrations, Ariel. This is a cooking demonstration by Benoit Marchand at Drysdale, down there at the Providor Place. And it's happening on Saturday the 30th of October between 1 and 3.30. And you do need to book. So once again, go online and have a look at that. So there's quite a bit coming up still. And we're into our last week and a half of the Devonport Food and Wine Festival here in October.
It definitely comes around quickly and feels like it goes even faster. If there's anyone out there that's listening that may want to get involved next year for the Devonport Food and Wine Festival, how can they get in contact with you to sign up now, nice and early?
Right, well, if they can contact me personally, if they've gone on the council website, I'm the chair of the committee, or they can ring me directly. They'll find my phone number there as well. Or they can email the Devonport Food and Wine Festival. Those contact details are on the website. Love them to get involved for next year. Next year, Ariel, we're going back to the full month of October.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, well, it'll be much easier for everybody because this only started halfway through October and we had 2 weeks in March. We missed the march this year. We thought we'd give people a break, not just because of COVID, but because there was a lot of events on in the Devonport area in March. But of course, we also miss harvest time. We still have some harvest in October, so everybody can participate at either free events or high-end dinners or normal dinners and cooking classes. We want it to be across the board for everybody so that it's achievable, because it is meant for the community. So we've tried it and it wasn't actually where we wanted it to be, so we'll go back to the full month next year. So any ideas that anybody's got of what they would like to see on the calendar, or if they'd like to participate with us, we're always asking new volunteers. And thank you to CFM and Radio 7AD for their support throughout the festival.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lynn. Again, if you want to visit any of the Devonport Food and Wine Festival events that are happening over the next week and a half, then make sure you head to that website, devonportfoodandwine.com.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
If you submitted a photo to our Loving Life on the Coast Photo of the Month competition, then listen in. A huge congratulations to Emma Beck from Devonport. Her photo of Port Sorrel received over 2,380 votes and took home the crown. You are our CFM's Photo of the Month competition winner. Congratulations. You're walking away with a $199 Photo Centre prize pack. Now, entries for our Loving Life on the Coast Photo of the Month competition will open again on the 1st of November. So in the meantime, get out and about. Make sure you use the Check-In Taz app if you are doing so. Stay safe and get some snaps ready for November. That's me, done and dusted for today.